Blog Talk Radio.
Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper online. I ain't gotta prove anything, cause I ain't from CA. 401 from Milwaukee County all day. Killers don't play, check the resume, cause it's jumping off in a real way in the present day. I ain't a gangster, but I'm a G, keep it P.I. More to the Midwest than Nelly saying E.I. Palm trees in the breeze when you hear me rhyme. They think I'm from the Bay, I represent L.A. I represent real hip-hop, simple and plain. From the days of Insane in the Membrane, Cypress, 783, N.W.A., and Eazy-E. Don't forget the homie Mike T. Co-signed by legends in the industry. West Coast Official, I was there making history. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper on mine. TDHP with that hypnotic pimping. Call me King Thief, cause you know I'm just dipping, y'all tripping. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper on mine. TDHP and I'm in my own league. Original member of the group that's called Dying Breed. DB Architect, original producer. I was doing this while you were seated in a booster, playing with your Happy Meal cheeseburger fries. In the mid-90s, kid, I was on the rise. You would be surprised, though I ain't made a grip of loop. I made noise and I never been destitute. I got caked up from phone gaffling. If you heard the way I put it down, you'd be laughing. All the way to the bank, yeah, I've been chuckling. Artists been ripped off and they've been suffering. Watching a chain contract, no, I'm good on that. And on the final way, I got the final say. Until the final day, I-N-D-I-E, with the sound from the W-C. Don't forget I'm co-signed by legends in the industry. West Coast Official, I was there making history. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper on mine. TDHP with that hypnotic pimpin'. Call me King Thief, cause you know I'm just dippin', y'all trippin'. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper online. TDHP and I'm in my own league. Original member of the group that's called Dying Breed.
You have a very distinctive voice.
Yes.
People can know it's you without even seeing you.
Yes.
You've been making records for the West Coast and for the world for years.
Yes.
You have a catalog.
Yes.
Making records for the West Coast and for the world for years. TDHP, that OG from 83. West Coast Official online. Good evening, cyber world. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour, fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows online. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? Happy Sunday to you. How's everyone feeling out there, man? How's your Sunday going? Relaxed? Chilled? Or was it the opposite? Did you do something active? Did my friends in Milwaukee, you know, we got Summerfest going on in our lakefront grounds, the world's biggest music festival. Public Enemy was there a couple days ago. Personally, I'm just not feeling Summerfest this year. It is what it is. It's kind of, you know, I'm not trying to be a killjoy. But it's kind of a drinking related. Everything is centered around a bunch of people getting scullied. That's not me anymore. So I'm just, you know, it's all good. Get in where you fit in, but I'm just kind of not feeling it this year. But, you know, it's good. But come visit us anyway. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's a great place on a great lake. You dig? Starting off the top of the hour, that would be the sounds of yours truly, West Coast Official. That's how we do it, man. You already know. This is crazy. A rapper from the Midwest representing the West Coast. Some people might frown on that, but you got to know that hip-hop rules is no rules, and I'm authentic with it, man. You know, we got to keep it West Coast, keep it, you know,
I'm from Wisconsin, my friends, okay? So, and you know, the flavor of that track just kind of reminded me when I found the beat, like some of that good old Mac Dime. You know what I'm saying? Some of that good Cube, some of that 95 West Coast type of bangers with the more bounce of the ounce clap, funky little sinister bass line. You know how we do it, so check me out. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. That's from my Thief Dog page over at SoundCloud, man. Joining me tonight, the big homie Max Reno calling in. Los Angeles indie rapper originally from L.A. He's going to be joining us tonight. He's on the line. And I'm going to be getting him real shortly. You know, we always got to kick it in with a little bit of industry news. And, you know, once again, we're going to go off the beaten path, man. And, you know, I'm all world. I'm all, man, when it comes to music, it's like a big buffet in my brain, man. It's like a big buffet. You know, I get down with everything. So this is pretty big, man. James Taylor celebrates first number one spot in 47 years. James Taylor is currently celebrating scoring his first number one spot on the U.S. charts with Before This World in 47 years. Of course, that's the title of the album, by the way. According to a June 6 report from MSN, Taylor's latest effort moved 97,000 copies in the week ending June 21st, according to data from Nielsen Music. The 67-year-old singer-songwriter is best known for his classic hits, including the singer of hits such as How Sweet It Is, Fire and Rain, Your Smiling Face, and Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Taylor had almost hit the top 10 dozens of times prior, never scored as big as he has with his current smash. So, sweet baby James, cracking that number one spot at the lightweight 67 years old, man. You got to give it up to him, you know what I'm saying? Like, beautiful, beautiful thing. Congratulations. I always got to jump on my soapbox here. Hip-hop, where are we? Whereas, you know, we ain't been around that long, but a 67-year-old rapper is going to be breaking the charts, man. Come on, man. We got to get this music back to where it needs to be. We just need to we got to be all world, man. We got to start making better music, start getting focused, and bring it back to where we can get those kind of accolades, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me started. Please don't get me started. I'll be here all night with this, man. In other entertainment news, this is not music related, but this is. I just find this kind of interesting. Remember that show Saved by the Bell? Remember Screech, curly redhead kid? He's going to the pokey. You know it. Former child actor Dustin Diamond won't be saved by the bell this time. A judge ordered Diamond to serve 4 months for his part in a Wisconsin bar brawl late last year. According to the Los Angeles Times on Thursday, in addition to his jail time, Dustin Diamond will be also required to complete 15 months of probation. Best known for playing the part of Screech on the Saturday morning hit Saved by the Bell, Diamond hasn't fared so well in adulthood. The former child actor hit rock bottom on Christmas Day of 2014 when him and his girlfriend Amanda Schultz were trying to let off some steam at a Port Washington, Wisconsin bar. He's in Wisconsin. Port Washington is like 25 miles north of Milwaukee. So, long story short, he was getting crap-faced in the bar with his girl, and I guess his girlfriend started some kind of fight. He said it was the other way around. Probably had a little too much sauce. Might have had some of that celebrity courage juice, you know, just boosting his ego or something, man. I'm just kind of speculating here, by the way. But yeah, man, you know, he got in there with somebody, stabbed somebody. So, Screech, 4 months, big guy, 4 months. You know what I'm saying? It's hard out here for these child stars, you know. So, mama, don't let your baby grow up to be Saturday morning sitcom episode kids, because they grow up to be drunks who stab people and do time in the big house. Again, ladies and gentlemen, calling in tonight, the big homie Max Reno. We're going to get to him and see what's going on in his world. Big homie, what's the business, man?
What's going down? Max Reno is in the building.
What's good, homie? How you doing tonight, man? How's your Sunday going?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. Can't complain, man. All my needs are met, you know, thanks to the man upstairs above.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a good day to give. Considering that it's Sunday, it's a good day to give thanks. I thank you. I not only thank you for joining me tonight, but I would like to say, hey, good to finally make your acquaintance. Just for the people out there, you know, we keep a real unscripted. Sometimes I actually don't get to talk to people until they come on the show, and we kick the chop again.
Right.
So very, very good to meet you this evening, good sir.
Likewise. I appreciate you for reaching out. get me out there, you know, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Realize, man. You know what I'm saying? I deal with a lot of people online, and it's one of those things where sometimes I can't daily correspond with people, but I'm always watching, man. When someone has caught my attention, you know, I put that in the old gray matter, man, and I come back to the drawing board on that one. So that's why I reached out to you, man. I see you've been doing your thing. I see you make some good music, and you seem like a good dude, and that's got a lot to do with it too, man. You know, I don't just have no busters on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Definitely. Hey, man, so for all the listeners out there, do me a favor. Introduce yourself formally and let us know a little bit about Max Reno, man, and what's going on in your world, man.
All right, I go by Max Reno. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, South Central, that is. Right now I'm stationary in Texas, Arlington, Texas, you know. It's a good environment, you know, different hip-hop culture. You know, I'm learning the down-south culture mixed with a little West Coast. You know, it's going to be a little something dangerous, you know.
Southwest.
I'm just out here, you know, raising
fire.
My family, you know.
Southwest fire.
Yes, sir. Say?
I was just saying, you just remind me of an old E-40 album, Southwest Rider, man. You know what I'm saying? You're mixing it up.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up, man. A lot of people call me Cali Tex. A lot of people out in Texas embrace me. Shout out to my gang, TooHeavyMusic.com. You can go visit that website as well. iPictorial as well. They helped me promote my music at the time. You can hit that on YouTube. You can hit me on Instagram, Max Reno 1982. You can hit me on Twitter, at Max_Reno. You told me, Max Reno, it is.
That's what's good. I see you prepared with the promo game. That's what's up. You want to hear, you know, you're kicking it in right from the jump street, man. That's how you got to do it, you know, get the word out there. So I got to ask you, man, was there a specific reason why you relocated down to Texas?
Different lifestyle. You know, the cost of living in California is a bit too much, you know. Came down here to Texas and I prospered, you know. Me and my wife and kids, you know, got a big house, you know, cars, good jobs. You know, I'm trying to pursue my career. You know, I think this is a good place to grasp and hold on to something that's vital. That, you know, the culture down here is real, it's real embracing, man. It's all about money out here. All about money.
Right. That's what's up. Man, Texas is a good state, man. My father, may he rest in peace, he's originally from San Antonio. I had a auntie that I used to visit, man, in a very small town by the name of Seguin, Texas, man. You know, I haven't been to Texas in, yikes, man, probably about 30 years. It's been, I take that back because I went to go see a friend that was having some health issues in Plano about 7-8 years ago. But that was, you know, that was some kind of serious, I was down there on some serious business, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really there for pleasure, obviously. But, Texas is, you know, I would assume it's, you know, you say you got a family, that's probably a little bit more family oriented, and the cost of living probably is a little bit better, man. And still, it's a big place, man. So,
great schools. They don't play when it comes to education. They're real big on sports, you know. But I love my city. I love my city, Los Angeles, California. That's my city. That's my town. That's where I was raised and born at. You know, never can't forget that.
It's good. Like I said, man, you kind of got a dual locale going on. Just like, you know, I'm from the Midwest, but, you know, I did a project way, 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 way long time ago in a hip-hop galaxy far. You know, I did my first project out in Cali in 88 when everything was just cracking off. Eazy-E, N.W.A. was first coming out. K-Day, AM
right.
Radio, man. Joe Cooley, you know, man, I was right in the heart of it, man, in that summer of 88. So I just soaked it all up, and it's never left me, man. So, man, once you've been exposed to Cali, whether you're from there, live there, or just visit it on the hip-hop tip, man, it's something that, you know, it affected me for the rest of my duration of my musical career, man. So, you know,
Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, right about now, we want to, you know, I'm sure my friends out here want to hear some music, man. So we're going to go into this joint, Turn It Up. Who's featured on this song, man?
Oh, that's all me. Produced by myself and my boy K Money. Shout out.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into TDR Radio with my special guest, Max Reno. I want you to turn it up as we turn it up. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right.
I say I'm beating down a block real slow. I say I'm beating down a block. I say I'm beating down a block real slow. I say I'm beating down a block.
We gon' turn it up, hey. I see you turn your mind. I don't wanna hurt your mind. We gon' turn it up, hey. My nigga fired up, cause I got hired up. We gon' turn it up. Now get that ass down to the dance floor and let me see you break it down low. We gon' turn it up, hey. Get your ass off the wall, grabbing on your goddamn wall. We gon' turn it up.
You do the jerk
while I get my two step.
Oh, you do the jerk.
While I get my two step.
Oh.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Wipe it a little clear, see myself in fall. Got a hot day, got dressed for the cows. With a bad brawl that I bust at the mall. Now I'm in a residence, she came out so elegant. She digging Mr. Own, cause my cop was so diligent. She start revealing shit inside my cockpit. Pennies drop, we sat back like, oh shit. Threw a hammer on my soldier, threw her legs on my shoulder. When I'm in it, she screaming, she said she been fiending, looking for sex, but hitting it all of a sudden, I love you. I'ma keep it hot, while your others keep it cold, cause a player like me, about to get it on. Now, what you know about the boy Young Jones? Put a throne in my motherfucking sideboard.
While I get my two step.
Oh, you do the jerk.
While I get my two step.
Well, here, fresh, fresh to death. Follow me with a cold two step. And if you didn't know, I guess you slept. My presence is still. I guess I'm feeling myself. I ain't gonna let nobody get between my wealth. And if I ain't no point, well, I'm on time. Hey.
You're in tune to TDR Radio. You're in the right place. You know where to come for that real talent, for that real music, and for a host that's just off the wall like Michael Jackson. You dig? Ha-ha. Hey, right about now, I want to give a shout-out to the Facebook fam, man, all my friends on Facebook. That's the main. If you're trying to get at me online, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on SoundCloud, man. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm all over the place, but Facebook is really where I'm going to be corresponding with people, man. So add my personal page, David Priest Bennett, Bennett with one T, and please like the music page, Thief Da High Priest, D-A, Thief Da, like D-A, like district attorney, like a dude you don't want to go see. You know what I'm saying? Max Reno, I like that cut, man. That's pretty hot.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, man.
Hey, man, excuse me if I'm wrong in assuming this. Does this got a little bit of a hyphy feel to it, or is that just me? I'm feeling a little hyphy feel to this track.
Well, I really didn't have no direction where we was going with it. We was making the track, and I was writing as we was making the track. And we formatted it, and that's just how it came out. We weren't going for a certain direction. But
okay, I can,
if you label it that as that, hey, it'll be that, you know, as long as it catches
you know,
the ear.
Right. Like I said, it reminded me of some of that old, like, early 2000 E-40 Keep the Sneak type flavor, man. So, you know, I want to ghost ride the whip. I want to ghost ride the whip while I'm bumping. Turn it up.
Turn that shit up. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man, good music, man. So wanted to ask you, man, you know, who are some of the musical influences that have inspired you to put it down in this music game, man?
But I'm gonna say it'll start off with my uncles. You know, that's where pretty much rooted from. You know, there was, you know, some West Coast legends, you know, around the time. You know, Jay Bird and Jolly Joe, shout out. I would say Ice Cube, because I like storytelling. He storytells a lot, you know. I like storytelling. I like a concept to a song. I can go with Snoop. Music-wise, I go with Dr. Dre, you know, DJ Quick. You know, I can't forget my boy Method Man and Red Man. You know, them my dudes when they come down to turning it up. You see them boys perform on stage? Yeah, them boys go ham, you know. DMX, for sure, you know. That's pretty much it. I can probably think of off the head right now.
That's good. That's a lot of, you know, man, it's that, I call it like the second golden era. That's a lot of flavor from that second general, you know, that second golden era, man. And I definitely, you know, Cube is real unappreciated as an MC. You know, I truly think so. You know, people just, you know, because, you know, man, he started doing movies, and I mean, that's what I mean. Sometimes, you know, you compromise, you can unwillingly compromise your fan base when you start, you know, I mean, God bless them. It's great to have the success.
Yeah.
But, you know, I forgot
one more person, man. Rakim.
Go for
that
it.
Boy go high.
Okay.
Slick Rick.
Yeah,
they storytell. They tell you
yes,
a story.
Sir. Yes, sir.
They paint
that's
that picture so you can
up.
See it. You can look at it. So, you know, those type of
you know, Slick,
that I admire.
Slick Rick got a slept on album called The Art of Storytelling, one of the last joints he did, man. And, of course, you know, you just rock him. I mean, there's all you can say about, what can you say about the art that has now already been said? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, some, you know, definitely good artists. But I was just, as I was mentioning, you know, sometimes when artists starts to become successful in another field, you know, people start, for whatever reason, they don't take them as serious, or they start losing some of their foothold on the original music aspect of their career. And I think that kind of happened with Ice Cube, man. And I mentioned on the show not too long ago, man, I caught something on YouTube back in like 19, I think it was like 99. He was doing a live concert at the Woodstock back then, and it was real, it was just simple. It was him and Mac 10 on stage, but man, it was, you know, he was putting it down, man. So, you know, shout out to Ice Cube, shout out to all the real MCs, man. So what's going on for the rest. You know what I'm saying, the real, the hip-hop now it's different, anyway, I kind of feel like it's
watered down, man. You know, it's too much lollipop rapping going on. No disrespect, you know, to what other artists got going on, you know. But
right.
I want to
like
bring back
no
that originality.
Concept.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because, you know, some people are sitting down to conceptualize a song. That seems just like ancient at this day and age, man. You know, everything is about the club, this, that. You know, hip-hop has always had elements of it where we embrace, you know, certain aspects of just, you know, showboating, I guess you could say, or you know,
right.
Riches or things like that. But it's just, you know, it's become a parody of itself, man, in my opinion. And, this, you know, it's all hook and just, you know, nonsense, really, but most of it. You know, there's a lot. There's some good hip. You just got to, it's really, you got to search for it now, man. You really got to search for it. You know, the majority of it is just, you know, a lot of watered down a lot of watered down music out there, man. So, man, like I always tell all my guests, these half hour shows go pretty quickly, man. So what's on the, as we get out of here tonight with I Don't Like Doing This Shit, what's on the agenda for the rest of 2015 for Max Reno?
Oh, man, I'm working on my album. I'm doing the final touches called New Classic Music. Coming real soon. I'm working real hard on that. I got videos coming up. I performed last night. I don't know if anybody is aware of Mr. Pookie and Mr. Lucci. Mr. Pookie and Mr. Lucci, they from Dallas. You know what I'm saying? They're pretty much Dallas legends. Opened up for Mr. Pookie. That was Friday night, excuse me. That's real live. Got a lot of connections there. You know, I'm connected with my boys in Miami, Florida. So I'll be out there in Florida real shortly out there performing as well.
That's what's up, man. Well, I thank you very much for joining me this evening. All the best of success to you. Hey, man, some months down the line, we're going to reconnect and do this one more again.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Stay blessed and stay fresh.
My pleasure, man. Great, great having you. Great show. And join me next week, ladies and gentlemen, when I have Neb Dirty. Big homie Neb Dirty is coming, calling in from Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I Texas, L.A., Georgia, Arizona, worldwide, TDR Radio, we're spin the globe. I'm there, baby. And they calling in, you dig? Shout out to the caller online. Sorry I couldn't get to you. Thanks for calling in. Keep listening to TDR Radio. In parting tonight, I don't like doing this shit. I don't like ending the show, but damn it, we got to end it. I don't like doing this shit. Sounds of Max Reno. And, of course, this has been Thief to High Priest in parting. We wish you good night. God bless. And whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Oh, my nigga. I don't like doing this shit. I'm going to keep doing this shit. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this shit. Doing it. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this, keep doing it. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this shit, keep doing this shit. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this shit.
Back in the 80s, youngster coming up. Grandma raised me to never, never be a punk. Grandpa taught me to hustle, how to cut a nigga up. Real quick, real quick, real shit, true story. Homies never hustle for the glitz and glory. All about the fam, bam, bam. I'm on my own now, grown. Running out, life is cold. When you all alone, stay strong. My mama on crack, my daddy on crack. Now send a crack to my high school peers. Hot to school, drink and go drink a beer. Clear my thoughts and just chill for real.
I don't like doing this shit, nah, I'ma keep doing this shit.
Well, got catch water with his feet. Got what you need if you will be. Knock on door 22, it's a vacant apartment, and I sleep there often. I'm on my grind, nigga, fuck floss, with the 4-5 full clip, don't trip. Looking at the peephole. I hate living this life, bro.
I don't like doing this shit, I'ma keep doing this shit. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this shit. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this, keep doing it. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this shit, keep doing this shit. I don't like doing this shit, but I'ma keep doing this shit.
Got a homie named Petey Wack. The girls thought he was on Latin. Now homies did too. Smart nigga with an attitude. Go to work, go to school. Soon as he hits the block, he's a goon. Just another day in the life. Land of the game, baby. Better have your straps, man. Or either your gang hang. Trap house, weed, cocaine. But he really wanna change. Realized it wasn't his lane. Got used to the gun, but really wanna use his brain. Hood got him chained. Trapped in the game. Lost minds, never be the same. Feeling the pain,
going insane, doing the same,
doing the same,
doing the same, doing the same,
doing the same,
doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing the same, doing
Corner in the black community. Why? They want us to kill ourselves.